This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, and this is actually not a formal session of the board, i.e. we're not in our business meeting yet, but I understand we are being streamed and this session's open to the public. Don't touch the microphone. Okay, I've been told to be close up on it. And just so all board members know, when you speak and when anybody speaks, we want to get it into the microphone because even if people in the room can hear you, people listening on the stream can't unless you're fairly close to these microphones. And I want to, before we start, thank Menno and John Almella for the work that they're doing to bring this meeting to so many other people. So thank you very much. So this is a discussion, really, and it's a discussion about the future of the network, who we are as a network, and the issue of national. Well, here, let me just read it. It is a board discussion, who we are as a network, the relationship between local and national programming, and it's slated to go until 5 p.m. I understand that the staff has been meeting earlier today to talk about what they'd like to present on that. And so I thought we'd start with about 15 to 20 minutes with the staff sort of weighing in on that. And then I think the board will want to have a response or to engage in some discussion. Members of the public who are here also asked that there be some opportunity for public comment on the topic during the course of the discussion. So I thought we could entertain a short amount of that beginning at the 4 o'clock, at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour. The room is not so crowded that we need to cap that. So if that's okay with everybody, I'd like to recognize our new national programming coordinator, Nathan Moore, to kick this off with whatever thoughts he wants to bring to us from the staff. 15 to 20 minutes for everybody who wants to talk about it to start from the staff side, and then we'll have some back and forth, okay?
All right, I learned from last time. I'll put this back down once I'm done. They've all been prepped to know to not run much beyond 15 or 20 minutes in some, so that's 3 or 4 minutes each. Five of us going to talk today. We have been talking as a staff, as an operations collective, that being the national staff as well as station management. We've been talking yesterday evening and morning and this morning and afternoon about what programming visions we might have, about how programming works together, about what national programming might look like, and about how station programming could come together. You're going to hear from other folks right after me about what we've been talking about. In sum, there are a lot of different ideas that we have. We do, though, recognize certain common needs. I think certain morning show has and the relationship we have with that has made a lot of us think, you know, and start to realize, hey, we need something that's Pacifica branded, something that's really good and that is ours, and that we use then to build audience and to build a better world, and that's where we're trying to come from with our programming discussions. There are several ways to go about this in terms of how network cooperation, national programming, and local programming can work together and how we can make new programming happen. You're going to hear a bit from Dwayne, general manager at KPFT. He's going to talk a bit about network cooperation, about, you know, really building a network and networkhood, about programmers working together at stations. After that, you'll hear from Sasha, the program director at KPFA, talking about new national programming, needs and ideas. Of course, there's, you know, a lot of process to get a new national program launched, including going to the National Programming Committee for review and you know, discussion, as well as, of course, getting the stations on board to carry it and design it and actually launch it. But she's going to briefly introduce some of those ideas. Armando, the program director at KPFK, is then going to come up and talk about some other programming issues, particularly national news, and how we might be able to make a Pacifica national news really work well. In particular, bringing the negotiations up again with Free Speech Radio News. We're about due for those talks again, as well as the possibility of headlines and morning headlines, which was the single most requested programming service in the recent affiliates carriage survey that I'm sure you'll hear more about as well. And then Brian is going to round us up, talking a little bit about the archives and the role of legacy and the 68 project that's coming up in the next year. So that's a brief introduction, table of contents. Thank you very much. And wanted to mention that we are all part of this discussion, all the program directors and general managers and national staff that are here, and that we'll all be happy to discuss what we were talking about and have a dialogue this afternoon. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Wait, before we go, the title of this is The Relationship Between National and Local, and one of the key questions is when you produce national stuff or cooperative stuff, how does it find its way onto local station air? Is that going to be addressed in the comments of the people who are going to be talking to us? Because I didn't hear you talk about that in particular. I'm seeing at least one PD nod their head yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I just want to be sure.
I think Sasha's and Dwayne's comments will both speak to that. I maybe wasn't especially
Thank
explicit
you.
About that, but yeah, this is very much about where the yeah.
Okay. Just to be clear, what I suggested was that these presentations go for about 20 minutes as a whole, so these should end just before 3. Margaret is asking because she needs to leave, and as somebody who's both a board member and a programmer, I want her to have the opportunity to speak once the board session opens. So.
So after my brief comments, I see Dwayne.
Thanks, Nathan. Hi, everybody. It's been a while. I was asked to speak to a couple of things. From my perspective as a general manager in Houston, local programming versus national programming. Most of what most people in the world think of as national Pacifica programming is not owned or branded by Pacifica. It was funded and birthed by Pacifica, but we're all aware that the two programs that are considered by most of our affiliates and most of the broadcast world to be Pacifica programs really are not Pacifica programs, and that's Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News. That's an issue for discussion that I'm not gonna touch on in my 2 minutes. But what we've done in Houston that I think addresses the local versus national, and addresses the whole issue of what makes a network a network. We made a conscious choice. Most of you, I think, are aware of this. That we wanted to illustrate the fact that we are more than just a Houston radio station, and we consciously looked around at our sister stations and our affiliate stations, which are sister stations as well, and said, you know, what can we import from these other sources? Why reinvent every possible wheel when other people are probably doing it already and maybe better than we could? So we went out of our way to try and illustrate the fact that we are a network by bringing in programs. Like from New York, we brought in Explorations. From D.C., we had Mind Talk. From Berkeley, we had Flashpoints. From L.A., we have Uprising. From the affiliates program, you know, we brought in, well, several programs produced by affiliates. Sprouts, we carry that. From the Vault, from our archives. To illustrate the fact that, you know, this is a network and we are bigger than just a Houston community radio station. What we're looking for and what you'll hear from others from our group and through the rest of the afternoon in this discussion, what we're looking for, what I look for as a general manager, a national program needs to be a program that, well, will raise funds. If we're going to invest money, it needs to raise more money. We need to net out on the positive side if we're going to invest to begin with. It needs to be of high enough quality that that it stands out from the rest of our programming. It needs to be something that we can be proud of. It needs to be something that's branded, that's owned by Pacifica, that we can stand behind. There are lots of different ways that we can do this. You're going to hear from the PDs and other folks, and I look forward to this discussion. I think that's a couple minutes worth from me, and I look forward to. Co-broadcast was the last thing I wanted to mention. That right now, KPFT has been working collaboratively, you know, just one-on-one with a lot of the other stations. We're in discussion right now with folks in Berkeley on a Latino Issues program. We have been in constant contact with Los Angeles on Informativo since before that program came into being. And, you know, we have been throwing up national specials produced out of Houston that people have picked up off of AudioPort. And some of them I'm very, very proud of. I think that's enough. I've touched on what I was asked to touch on, so I'll pass it on to the next person. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. So I was asked to speak on behalf of the program directors about the discussions we've been having around a new national programming initiative. And I want to address Dave's question just straight off about when we talk about national programming, a new program, you know, the need to have something beyond Democracy Now!, something that can galvanize our listeners, something that can make us have a national presence and national impact. How do we get such a program on the airwaves of our local stations? And I think the answer to that question is the process, this process. It's been really exciting to be working with the other program directors in crafting a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down one. I think that's really the answer for figuring out ways of having national programming that we can make way for in the stations and have buy-in, which I think is fundamental to having something be successful like that. So what we've been talking about is the need to have, as I say, a national program that fills, that can be a complement to what is brought on Democracy Now!, but has, as Dwayne said, a particularly Pacifica brand to it and does not duplicate what is done on Democracy Now! Or necessarily some of the other national offerings that we might have, and such as From the Vault. And what we have been talking about and getting, I think, somewhat excited about is the idea of something that goes back to our origins, to our mission of dialogue and debate. And that is to have a national call-in program which deals with the burning issues of our time, provides analysis, but also provides a forum for Pacificans across the country, a place for people to come together to talk through things, and that ties us together as a national community. And one dimension of that idea is that, you know, these are somewhat tight financial times, so such a program would be much more affordable than, say, a national news magazine, which could be quite expensive. But it would create that forum, that place, to have dialogue, to, you know, the feedback we got in the carriage survey, which Ursula and others worked on, was affiliates wanted to hear dialogue. They wanted to hear more perspectives than just one. And so this would be a place for something like that. I'm sure there are other people who will add to it. We spoke about ways of getting certain new voices in, being inclusive, having people be correspondents, having ways of weaving that in. So that's what we're discussing. As I said before, the thing that's exciting about it is this is something that's being generated from the stations, kind of coming from up from below. And other people will add to it, but that's the gist.
First of all, I'm Armando Gudino, KPFK program director, and on behalf of the city of Los Angeles, the KPFK programmer staff, I want to welcome you guys, being that this is the first time I get an opportunity to address you. So welcome to this beautiful city. I hope you guys have a good time, and I hope we're productive. That said, I also want to thank my colleagues for the wonderful day and a half of discussions that we've had. One particular discussion that we did entertain yesterday in part and this morning is a talking point with regard to how do we achieve potentially a project such as this. Now, this discussion revolved around the issue of identifying two very significant and important needs that this network needs to expand, build on, and that is the creation and development of public affairs content, of which we have, of which is a strength, but most importantly, the creation and development of a news component. This organization was at one point very much a significant player in the news arena, is no longer at this point, that is to say, no longer as a national organization. We do have entities that provide news, but going with the running theme of a product that is ours, per se, we don't have that. So there was this important discussion about reexamining, evaluating, and assessing the needs of this network as a news organization. And in doing so, folks, we have to engage, I believe, head on and embrace the difficult discussion that is consolidating, if I may, the existing news operations that we have, from the headlines that are produced to the work that we do with free speech radio news. And most importantly, and I think as a part of a longer vision, this experiment that we've embarked on, which is bilingual news production as per Informativo Pacifica. That said, I think that the discussion was well received, it was embraced, and our point of departure was, again, in trying to identify these needs as a news organization, building on them, but most importantly, building on them with that which we have. And that is something that was engaged, that was discussed. We all recognize and acknowledge that this is an ongoing discussion, and in particular that of FSRN. However, keep in mind, folks, that when we talk about creating something that can identify the network, something that can a brand, for a lack of better description, well, we have something already there that will help us with the many difficult discussions, of which include finding new airtime, finding new airspace to bring on a project that's going to help us define the network. Well, we already run FSRN, and this is a discussion that we have to embrace as a network, and I am happy to say that my colleagues and I have begun to reintroduce this discussion point with hopes that with support and added collaboration, we can come forward with a progressive, constructive, and productive series of discussions that I hope will end up with a new Pacifica news service that can once again define the news industry, but more so from the Pacifica Radio Network. Thank you.
Who's next? There was a request that people identify themselves for the mic when they get up on the mic, because we know who you are, but
that's right. Hi, I'm Brian DeShazer, and I'm the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives here in Los Angeles. Welcome. And the theme of the discussion is local and national programming, and I want to talk about From the Vault for a moment. From the Vault is called From the Archives. It is called local programming. We look and identify KPFA, WBAI, KPFK, KPFT, and WPFW in our program, and it is broadcast nationally on 26% of the affiliate stations as per the carriage report that Ursula and Nathan did, and on some of the Pacifica stations. What I'm able to announce to you today is not only have we gone local to national, but we've gone international. As of September 1st, the BBC Radio 5 has picked up From the Vault and will be broadcast to over 500,000 listeners weekly and 7 million web listeners on the BBC Radio.
Brian, could you repeat those numbers? The number of terrestrial listeners and the number of web listeners is what?
Right. Weekly listeners are 500,000 on BBC Radio 5. It's a program called Up All Night from midnight to 6 a.m., but the day after, on the daily web listeners, the BBC website has rallied 7 million listeners afterwards, after the program. So we're really excited. Not only are we're not just sending them the program, they're sending us a BBC journalist who's going to repackage and the British perspective of American thought in Britain. So basically, we're not speaking From the Vault American programming to Americans. We're talking American programming to a UK audience. And we're trying to do, and it's a transatlantic sharing of information. We are giving access to the BBC Radio Archives. because they are being given access to the Pacifica Radio archives. We are being given contacts of the BBC Radio through Joanne Griffith, the BBC Radio journalist, who's going to be working in the Pacifica Radio offices. Cost to the Pacifica Network? Zero. Zero. All right, so now, so that's local, national, international, and I'm really excited. But it also speaks to the power of local programming currently, what they are doing and what they're trying to call in this local national programming. So it's very, it's already been proven, is what I'm trying to say. We don't need to see that this is an experiment. It's already been piloted over 58 years. So we're okay. So the next thing I want to talk about is the 1968 Preservation Project, which I have, we've already sort of launched. 250 tapes, over 300 tapes have been identified as product of 1968. The 40th anniversary next year will be started in January. International media, commercial media, academia, every institution that is going to be looking at the events that rocked the world in 1968 are going to be coming to the Pacifica Radio Archives for that content because we were the only game in town. 1968 predates PBS, NPR, and every other independent media in the country. So it's really important that this preservation project is now done and it's ready to sort of serve its needs, which in terms of this national program idea, next year we're going to be rolling out over 200 one-minute public service announcements for both our stations and the affiliates and to anybody else that will take it, non-commercial, commercial. We're also going to be rolling out quarterly specials, whether it's encore presentation of a beautiful documentary in 68 or taking an event like the Chinese Cultural Revolution and studying that through our archival material and contextualizing it. So I think what I'm trying to say is in terms of programming that we're trying to create for next year and in the future, we are looking at where the legacy of Pacifica has been and reinvite listeners to understand what the legacy is and the current program that they're trying to create now is as valuable as what we've created in the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Nathan Moore, Network Programming Coordinator again. Just want to say thank you all for listening. This is obviously the beginning of our discussion this afternoon, and I just wanted to point out the sort of three big things we're talking about here. Local and national local programmers working together to affect national programs, essentially. You take light, you know, which Duane touched on a bit with the co-broadcast idea. You know, working with like programmers at other stations to make co-broadcasts, which is kind of like a backdoor way to make a national broadcast happen. And then also the, part of it, and the beauty of it too is that it's very, very, very low cost. Also the idea of being a network in terms of sharing content and sharing programming with each other and working in that fashion, in as much as that's possible. Then the idea of an actual national program with the involvement in the design from the stations and of course making that happen to build audience and build revenue as I look at Lonnie and to have a presence on our airwaves with a great national show that is really a Pacifica show. And then finally the idea of being also a national news presence and reopening negotiations to work towards bringing Free Speech Radio News back into the fold and so on.